Police group, ignored officers in Democrat cities fed up with illegals getting billions in funds. By Amy Furr on October 30, 2025. Police officers in Democrat-run areas are fed up with local politicians favoring illegal aliens over the needs of law enforcement, a police group spokesperson said. During a recent interview with Fox News, National Police Association spokeswoman Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith detailed the frustration members of law enforcement experience when billions of dollars are spent on illegals, the outlet reported Thursday. "It's very frustrating for law enforcement. There are so many financial resources spent toward illegal aliens, as well as all the political capital that is being spent right now in Chicago in support of illegal aliens," she stated. "It is important to note that leftists have long wanted to defund police," as Breitbart News reported in June 2020. A series of social justice and open borders lobbying organizations, many linked to billionaire George Soros, are demanding that the federal government end all funding of police in the United States. While the Black Lives Matter movement leads a national defund the police campaign, left-wing groups are likewise demanding steps be taken by Congress to cut off federal grant money for local law enforcement. Despite the war on law enforcement, President Donald Trump has been working to crack down on crime across the nation and criticized former President Joe Biden's soft-on-crime policies that hurt Americans. In May, Trump honored peace officers Memorial Day, and during Police Week posted on the White House website, "We honor our brave officers who serve on the front lines to protect our families, safeguard our communities, and shoulder a burden of responsibility that most Americans cannot fathom." According to the Fox article, Smith said the billions of dollars going to illegals should instead be put towards police training and recruitment. "They are tired of supporting illegal aliens and they are tired of hearing their politicians demonize law enforcement and ignore their needs. Our government system was not designed to be able to support millions of people from other countries," she explained, "especially at a time when we have so many people who are citizens of the United States and are really in need of assistance."